भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12. ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉडहेड. टेक्स्ट 29. परित्याभ्यर्च्य दिशनाग्र्यम पार्षदाव अभिवंद्य च येष तद् अधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद् रूपं हिरण्मयम्. परित्याभ्यर्च दिशनाग्राम पार्षदाभिवंद्य च येष तद् अधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद्रूपं हिरण्मयम्. परित्याभ्यर्चादिष्णाग्राम पार्षदाभिवन्द्यच येषा तदधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद्रूपं हिरण्मयम्. परित्याभ्यर्चादिष्णाग्राम पार्षदाभिवन्द्यच येषा तदधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद्रूपं हिरण्मयम्. येषा तदधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद्रूपं हिरण्मयम्. परित्याभ्यर्चादिष्णाग्राम पार्षदावभिवन्द्यच येषा तदधिष्ठातुं बिव्रद्रूपं हिरण्मयम्. परित्याभ्यर्चादिष्णाग्राम पार्षदावभिवन्द्यच येषा तदधिष्ठातुं माताजी. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. परित्या हैविंग सर्कमएम्बुलेटेड, अभ्यर्च्य हैविंग वर्शिप्ड, दिशनाग्र्यम द ट्रांसेंडेंटल एयरप्लेन, पार्षदो अंटु द टू एसोसिएट्स, अभिवंद्य हैविंग ऑफर्ड ओबिसेंसेस च ऑल्सो येष ही अटेम्प्टेड तत् that plane, adhishtatum, to board, vibrat, illuminating, rupam, his form, hiranmayam, golden. Translation: before getting aboard, Dhruv Maharaj worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the absolute world, the plane, the associates of Lord Vishnu and Lord Vishnu himself are all spiritual. There is no material contamination. In quality, everything there is one. As Lord Vishnu is worshipable, so also are his associates, his paraphernalia, his airplane and his abode. For everything of Vishnu's is as good as Lord Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj knew all this very well as a pure Vaishnav, and he offered his respects to the associates and to the plane before riding in it. But in the meantime, his body changed into spiritual existence, and therefore it was illuminating like molten gold. In this way, he also became one with other paraphernalia of Vishnu Loka. Mayavadi philosophers cannot imagine how this oneness can be achieved even in different varieties. Their idea of oneness is that there is no variety. Therefore, they have become impersonalist. As Shishumar, Vishnu Loka or Dhruv Loka are completely different from this material world, so a Vishnu temple within this world is also completely different from this material world. As soon as we are in a temple, we should know very well that we are situated differently from the material world. In the temple, Lord Vishnu, his throne, his room and all other things associated with the temple are transcendental. The three modes, Sattvagun, Rajogun and Tamogun, have no entrance into the temple. It is said, therefore, that to live in the forest is in the mode of goodness. To live in the city is in the mode of passion, and to live in a brothel, liquor shop or slaughterhouse is in the mode of ignorance. But to live in the temple means to live in Vaikuntha Loka. Everything in the temple is as worshipable as Lord Vishnu or Krishna. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो बिफोर स्पीकिंग ऑन दिस वर्ड आई वुड सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज सो आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग रिलेवेंट टू दिस वर्स एंड द परपोर्ट सो दिस चैप्टर इज अबाउट हाउ ध्रुव महाराज इज गोइंग बैक टू द गॉडहेड एंड हियर द Vaikuntha plane has arrived, and there are two Vishnu Dutas in it. And Dhruva Maharaj is boarding the plane, and it is mentioned here that before boarding the plane, he circumambulated it and he paid obeisances to the Vishnu Dutas. And before he boarded the plane, his form became brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. So Prabhupada is commenting on this verse, and what I understood, there are four aspects that Prabhupada is discussing. First aspect is related to Dhruva Maharaj worshipping the plane, that is about Tadiya worship, worshipping the paraphernalia of the Lord. His body becoming golden, how his body transformed before even he left the material world. Then third, Prabhupada is saying that how this oneness which is mentioned here is different from what Mayavadis preach. And then fourth, Prabhupada is talking about in the same connection how his temples are one with Vaikuntha Loka, that they are though in the material world, they are not material places, they are transcendental places. So here, there is this aspect of the Tadiya worship is discussed, which Mahaprabhu, how he taken different philosophies from different acharyas, like from Madhvacharya has taken the aspect of deity worship, the concept of different energies from Sri Ramanujacharya, and from Vishnu Swami he has taken this concept of non-duality and worship of the paraphernalia of the Lord. So there is this concept of paraphernalia of the Lord, and so people may ask, you know, you may worship Lord, but why are you worshipping his slippers? Why is worshipping his shawls and different things, even like flower, even they are dry. You would have seen devotees preserving them. especially they like they come from Mayapur, they have this dry tulsi. Like once Braj Chandra Prabhu was, you know, he cleans Maharaj's room regularly. So Maharaj received gifts. So a lot of gifts are leaves from the tree which is outside Prabhupada house in Calcutta. Okay, dust from this place, leaves from this place. So, and they're dry, and then something like, what kind of gift is this? You know, and it will be difficult for people to understand. So when couple of times I've conducted this deity worship seminars, I begin with our tendency of worship. And I take them through a list of things which are auctioned in this world for very high prices. You know, some of the celebrities I was reading, like singer or Justin Timberlake, his cut hair, like, you know, hair locks, they have been sold for a few million dollars. You know? Like, imagine if a single hair comes in your chapati or dal, like, you're like, yuck, but somebody bought his, you know. And there's another actor, I forgot her name. Her tissue in which she had blown her nose, Scarlett Johnson, her Britney Spears chewing gum sold for some $40,000. And the biggest was Michael Jackson soiled underwear sold for a few million dollars. You know, that was the highest which I could found. Huh? So there is this tendency of not only worship, but tadiya worship in all the people in the world. That means they like to preserve things which are related to people. There is this photo in that I found with this one person who worships Amitabh Bachchan. He has this photo of God and put Amitabh with a crown, and there are Amitabh's shoes there, you know. So it's, you see, it's the same like we do. We have padukas. Huh? They worship, they take hair, chewing gum, like it is abominable. But this, and where you can say there have been concerts of the world where stars, the performers have peed on the audience, and, you know, people have accepted. So there is this tendency of tadiya worship. And this so beautifully shows that how it can be appropriately dovetailed only in devotional service. Because tadiya of Lord is non-different, it is spiritual, not material and contaminated like in this world where, and people do that. It's same, only they have to replace the object of worship. And it's very mentioned by all our acharyas. Jiva Goswami mentioned about this ninefold procedure for deity worship. Archanam, mantra patanam, yagya, he says, nam sankirtan, and says, tadiye aradhanam. Another place he says, artha panchaka, there is five things that are used for worshipping. He says, Supreme Lord, His supreme abode, Vaikuntha, His assets, or tadiye, the. So here, tadiya not only refers to the object like the garland or the tulsi or the mahaprasad, but it refers to the devotees. So our sampradaya, our entire lineage is actually tadiya, because Prabhupada is connected to Krishna. So we are a tadiya sampradaya. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur is connected to Krishna. So that's why it's more emphasis is given on tadiya worship than even Lord. And I'll discuss how it is. Discuss, and even in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioned, Bhagavat Tulsi Gangaya Bhakta Jane Chaturda Vigraha Krishna Eichari Sane. The book Bhagavat, the pure devotees, the Tulsi plant, and the Ganga Jal. Because these four are related to the Lord, and they are not required to be purified, like we purify flowers and then offer. You know, in deity worship, whatever paraphernalia we offer to the Lord, we have to purify it so that we can bring it to the same status to be offered to the Lord. It should become spiritual. So we purify with mantras, with achman. But these four things, Bhagavat, that is the book Bhagavat, the devotee Bhagavat, Tulsi and Ganga Jal, they are the spiritual paraphernalia of the Lord. They are spiritual. So they can be worshipped. Suppose you don't have a deity, you can worship them. And they don't have to be infused with the consciousness of spiritual because they are naturally in that state. And Rupa Goswami Pad in the 64 limbs of devotion also he mentions the service to the paraphernalia of the Lord. So there is a unbroken relationship between Lord and his tadiya. Like when some of our dear ones pass away, they are no more in the world, how we treasure their some belongings to remember them, to memorize them. And that's why Lord Shiva, he tells to Parvati Devi in Padma Purana that Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. O Devi of all the worship, the most superior is the worship of Lord Vishnu. But the worship of his paraphernalia is even higher than this. So here this refers to his devotees. The tadiya are his devotees. And that's what later he says, Achayitvat Govindam tadiyan narachayita nase bhagavato geya kevalam dambika smrita. One who worships Lord Govinda but does not engage in worshipping his devotees or paraphernalia cannot be considered a high-level devotee. So one who respects Lord but doesn't respect devotees and his paraphernalia. So like we do this backup, you know, initially when we're new, you know, we will keep things, you know, very like, you know, sometime when it goes too late, we will throw you tennis somewhere. Hey, it's why tadiya is so important? Because tadiya is a manifestation of Lord Balaram. The Shesha, he expands into paraphernalia of the Lord. Keep it very nicely. Keep it respected as... So we may not realize, but we may commit so many offenses by disrespecting the tadiya, the paraphernalia of the Lord, not treating it properly. And this came out very beautifully in a story which I'm sure all of you would have heard of, related to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was visited by a very famous Indian political personality, Madan Mohan Malviya. So he went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he asked him questions about deity worship. He said, he referred to deity being ideal stone, idols. Why you worship them? So he said, I don't know. You go to these pujaris who are worshipping, who are cleaning the utensils. So he went to one of them and he asked them, why you worship stones? Then one of them said, your eye is a stone. That's why you cannot see. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Your eyes. So you first serve, you clean some utensils. He cleaned the utensils, he participated in service, and he got all the answers were revealed in his heart. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. That was mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he went back to him and he said, to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, there should be thousands and thousands of sadhus like the sadhus which you have in your ashram. Please, do that, increase them. Chaitanya Charitamrita, an example came where Nityananda Prabhu delivers, and we had this drama of King Pratapru that was shown there, of the old cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was in the care of Sarbhaum Bhattacharya, it was sent to the son of the king. So sent to the king. It says, Vastrapaya Raja Rahaila Anandithaman Prabhu Rupu Kari Kare Vastrera Pujan. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. So since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Supreme Absolute Truth, everything in relation to him is on the same platform. It is non-different. Whether it's Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, everything required as an ordinary necessity are all transformations of Shesha, that is Balaramji. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructed that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, the roads, everything is worshipable. So, you know, like this place is also Vrindavan, so now we have to tell people, you know, don't spit, don't throw trash. It is sometimes like yesterday with a lot of visitors, you see everywhere plastic cups and bottles and wrappers. And I remember when we were just newly opened, I remember that GBC meeting happened here and Badrinarayan Maharaj said, oh, because this place is free from all this, you know. So that's why I love this most. So we have to, as dham, you know, tendency in Kali Yuga that people trash it. So we have to, the roads, the trees, everything. we pluck all these flowers, Madhav Gaur Prabhu has posted. Keep some, leave some flowers in Vrindavan Vihari's garden, yeah? Let them be there. So I went to a different place today to pluck. So it is, so we have to follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Prataprud and our devotees and to worship everything that is in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the theme here is, we, what we associate with, we become like one. So we associate with devotees, we, because that's what the idea here is, that after, though Dhruva Maharaj has lived a very devotional life, he paid obeisance to the plane, he offered obeisance to the devotees, and that's why his form changed. And Bhagavad Gita just mentioned, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa Sangasteshu Upajayate Sangha Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Pijayate. That whatever we meditate on, but if we do not get it, then we become, that lust develops, we meditate. That is related to the material object. That's why we have to replace the object of our meditation from material objects to the paraphernalia related to the Lord or the Lord Himself, or the Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Bhagavatam, or the association of devotees. Whatever we get attached to, if related to the Lord, then we do not suffer from this increase in lust. So that association, because that association creates our qualification. Prabhupada mentions in one of the conversations that if a Brahmana's son has become a cobbler, he should be called a cobbler. And if a cobbler's son has become a Brahmana, he should be called a Brahmana. Not by birth, but it became a qualification of birth because formally it was easy because he's dealing with his father and father is a Brahmana. So automatically 50% he's a Brahmana, but by 50% training, then he becomes complete Brahmana by association in family. So if it is not that a cobbler cannot become Brahmana because he's born in a family of a cobbler. And Prabhupada is commenting this on the 7th canto verse, which is Tadiye Lakshanam Drishyeta Tattenaiva Vinirdishyeta. In reference to Tadiye, that by associating with devotees, that is related to the Lord, by paraphernalia, by Bhagavatam, we develop qualification which is spiritual in nature, which is transcendental in nature. So the qualification, if you find elsewhere, then he should be designated, like one should be designated by the qualification, that is the association they have. So we worship and we have example like this, Jiva Goswami Samadhi in Vrindavan is, it's where it is a stick Samadhi, I mean like his walking stick is kept there. So we worship Tadiye, you know, we have Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi in Mayapur. Then in Katwa, West Bengal, we have a Kesha Samadhi where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair locks, beautiful hair locks, which were, when he took sannyas, he shaved them. They are worshipped in a Samadhi, Tadiye worship. And in Vrindavan, there is a Dant Samadhi of Gadadhar Pandit. So we worship, huh? Someone like, why teeth? Huh? But Tadiye, it's transcendental in nature. So these are the aspects I want to discuss related to the why Dhruva Maharaj offered obeisances to the plane, to circumambulate the plane, offered obeisances to the Vaishnavas, because they are Tadiye, both the plane and the devotees. Now next aspect with Prabhupada, another, yeah, so then his form changes into molten gold. Now in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, there is when Narad Muni is searching for all the pure devotees of the Lord, he goes to Lord Shiva and he glorifies Lord Shiva and profusely, and Lord Shiva says, no, 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 don't glorify. He gets angry. And then he tries to make Narad Muni understand that he's not, doesn't deserve this glorification. And then he directs him to the residence of Vaikuntha. So he says, he's glorifying the Vaikuntha devotees, and then he says, in my opinion, dear Narada, wherever such devotees, like he's telling how Vaikuntha devotees are absorbed in the pastime of Vishnu, Krishna, service. So that is what it means to become Tadiye, that to absorb the mood that, oh, I am an instrument of this personality. That means I belong to him. So how Vaikuntha devotees have this Tadiye mood. And then he says, in my opinion, dear Narada, anywhere such devotees are found is actually Vaikuntha Lok. Wherever you find such people who have this mood is Vaikuntha Lok. arguing against this fact would be useless. So, and then he says, and the reason is, say, having drunk the nectar of devotion to Krishna, these devotees forget their material bodies and relationships. Because they keep hearing about Krishna, they forget who they are, what are the relationships, but they only remember their connection with Krishna. Thus, even while living in material bodies, they assume the transcendental nature of eternity, knowledge and bliss. So now here, Dhruva Maharaj's body is transformed. So, a devotee's material body may literally transform into spiritual one, like the body of Dhruva Maharaj before his ascent to Vaikuntha. And Srila Sridhar Goswami comments on this. He says, Hiranmayam, it means full of effulgence. That means Dhruva Maharaj obtained a new body made of pure spiritual energy. That means this is not an exaggeration, not metaphorical. This is truth. And Sanatan Goswami mentions on this, that even drinking a special herbal tonic, you see, like some people say, there is popular Safi to remove pimples. People drink that. People have face packs or whatever they do so much. People change their body even when they materially. When this famous pop star Whitney Houston died and her autopsy was performed, they found several jaw implants, body implants, surgeries, like some 40-50 changes so that she could keep up too. So even in this world, people have procedures to transform their body. This reminds me of a story. There's one old lady who got retired. I think I've said this story before. She's retired. I said this. So this retired from her office at the age of 60. And then there was an announcement as she coming out of office. You will live for 40 more years. It happened thrice. You will live for 40 years. You will live for 40 more years. She said, oh, really? So she took all her savings and she went to this clinic and she transformed herself. She did a smile design. She uplifted her skin, everything. She became young. She spent a few months. And after a few months, when she came out, when she's all ready, as she is hit by a car on the road and she dies. And when she's taken to the abode of Yamaraj, she asks, there was Akashvani that I will live for 40 more years and I did so much on my body to keep myself, look myself young. Why have I died? So then they look, all record, they verify. And they say, what did you do in these last few months? She said, oh, I transformed these procedures to change myself. Oh, they said the Yamdutas could not recognize you. You know? So that's why they... That's why they took you. So if you would have remained the same, you would have lived for 40 more years. You should have taken the time to get connected to the paraphernalia of the Lord, the Bhagavat, the devotees. So there are procedures in this world which keep people alive. And there's a whole industry around that too, you know, to make you look ever young. So, but Sanatan Goswami is also saying that even drinking a special herbal tonic can give one a more attractive material body. Then what to speak of the attractive form one can attain by always drinking the transcendental tonic of Bhakti Rasa. If you drink the transcendental tonic of Bhakti Rasa, then your body can definitely transform. If in this world it can transform. So it is very important aspect that... That how this process is so potent, and this its potency is seen that how even somebody by mistake performs it, he gets the result. So in this Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami gives an example of Prahlad Maharaj. He says how Prahlad Maharaj in his previous life he performed a fast on Narsingh Chaturdashi. He was a young Brahmin boy. His character was loosened due to association with a prostitute and became sinful. And one day, you know, he had a quarrel with his girlfriend. So, you know, when couples fight, they don't feel like eating. Like they tell me, kuch nahi kha raha hu, kuch nahi pee raha hu, you know, I'll stay hungry whole day. So that's how Prahlad Maharaj was upset with his girlfriend and he, in his previous life, and he fasted on the day which was incidentally Narsimha Chaturdashi. So he, next life, he became born as a pure devotee. Another example is given of a hawk who was chased by a dog. The dog was chasing a hawk And because as we're chasing, he circumambulated a temple. See, by mistake, circumambulating a temple, he got the result of circumambulating the temple. He was promoted to Vaikuntha. So, but indirectly also, if somebody performs tadiya worship, he says, Jiva Goswami says, if a rascal pays obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, referring to somebody else, like in case of Ajamil, they attain the result of performing obeisances and praying to the Supreme Lord. So what if you consciously perform this? If we consciously perform the worship of paraphernalia of the Lord and we worship the devotees of the Lord and we worship the book Bhagavad. So this was the my understanding on the first two aspects of how Dhruva Maharaj's body transformed and what is the importance of worshipping the paraphernalia of the Lord. Now next aspect with Prabhupada, how Dhruva Maharaj became one with the spiritual world, like the nature of Vaikuntha. Then Prabhupada is commenting how the oneness promoted by Mayavadis is not the oneness which is referring here. So Bhagavatam, even Kapil Dev, when he mentions that to Mother Devahuti, that how devotees do not never desire for oneness or moksha. They do not aspire for oneness which is merging with the Brahman. So why is it that a devotee discards Brahman and that is the blissfulness of self-merging in Brahman? What is there in bhakti which is lacking in Brahman and then make it more palatable? So he explains, Kapil Muni explains that my devotees are intensely attached to me and are concerned in my services alone. So they are not concerned about their pleasure. What they are concerned about is creating a perfect situation for Shri Radha Krishna. So that's their concern and not becoming one and just enjoying the bliss. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also there is a verse which says, Brahma Ishwar Sayujya Duitu Prakar, Brahma Sayujya Hoite Ishwar Sayujya Dhikkar. You know, this is in Hindi word, Dhikkar. So there are two types of Sayujya, two types of oneness. One is Brahma Sayujya and one is Ishwar Sayujya. And of these, Ishwar Sayujya is considered more abominable. Like somebody is want to merge in the effulgence of Lord, that's considered okay. But somebody wants to merge with the Lord, that is even considered, and that's why it is Prabhupada comments on this, that the devotees desire Anya Bhilashita Shunyam, Gyan Karmadi Anavritam, Anukulena Krishnanu Shilnam Bhaktiruttam. The devotees, they have no desires for sense gratification, for any other immoral activities, to becoming one with the Lord, all they only desire for Uttam Bhakti. Shri Radha Vrindavan Viharshi Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jai. So pure devotee is free from all these desires. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Mayavadi sannyasis, they follow the Sharirik Bhashya of Shankaracharya. But that's not the only bona fide scripture, but that's what they mentioned too. So we should refer to the scriptures, same, that's a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So we should refer to commentary on Vedanta Sutra by devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the most bona fide commentary. So according to this, then we understand what oneness means, is in the mood, is in the quality, not becoming one with the Lord. So this, and Prabhupada says very in one conversation, they say, Tattvamasi, you are the same. But if you eat, I am not full of food. You eat and I am hungry. There is a difference. Isn't there a difference? Okay, if you spend my bank balance, will you be, you may be happy, but I am not happy. So this is the oneness that, is it possible? I may not be. What is the question of oneness? He goes on. If I kick you in the face with shoes, I do not feel the pain. Huh? So if this oneness is taken, it means everybody should feel that. And that's why Prabhupada says, Maharaj Yudhishthir was able to treat everyone equally. Mayavadi philosophers, they endeavored artificially to see, you know, in an artificial way oneness. But a Vaishnava or a devotee of the Lord sees every living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. That's oneness. that Prabhupada says. One may wonder, and then he says, one may wonder why Krishna allowed everyone to laugh at Duryodhana's foolishness if Lord is equal to everyone. That also is explained that that some devotees achieve liberation favorably, like Arjun, Yudhishthir, and some achieve unfavorably by their being killed by Krishna. But then Lord takes care of everyone, because they here they associate with the paraphernalia of the Lord of the Lord. And last aspect where Prabhupada is mentioning how his places are transcendental or Vaikuntha Loka. So understanding is that because the Lord is personally present in his temple, the temple is beyond the touch of three modes of material nature. And that's why a temple or a place of worship is free of modes. It is Vaikuntha. When demigod look at the devotees worshipping in the temple, they see a four-armed resident of Vaikuntha in them. They don't see us some material creatures. So that's not only the deities of the Lord, but his paraphernalia, all are supreme entity. That's why this temple is with this idea, if to be a serving factor in all serving environment. The Supreme Lord, Man Niketam to Nirgunam, Prabhupada says. So we have come to live here, here a life of Nirguna. The temple is considered Nirguna, transcendental, it's a sacred place. So this summarize, we discussed that how the paraphernalia of the Lord is worshipable. By worshipping that, we can achieve transcendental nature. And what to speak of, like people have in this world tendency of worshipping Tadiya, but which the absolute platform it is to worship the Tadiya of the Lord. Then we discussed how Dhruva Maharaj's body transformed. And I shared some example how the bodies of the people in this world transform by some tonics, some chemicals, by some surgeries. So why not? As Sanatana Goswami mentions, who drinks the nectar of transcendental bhakti rasa, his body can definitely transform. Then how Mayavadi oneness is different from the oneness that Vaishnavas talk about. And how the temples are transcendental because Lord is personally present, so this place is free of nature because the temple is also Tadiya. And of all the Tadiya, and with this most important, the holy name of the Lord, which is most powerful. So that gives us the most purifying powers and to purify our life and to purify the whole world. That's the holy name, and the chanting of the holy name is given as this AIDS movement, the Yuga Dharma, Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll end it here. Thank you very much. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sorry, anyone has any comments, questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.